Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. I knew I missed something. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. And that comes from St. Faustina's diary at page 950. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. Now, friends, today is the feast day of St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows is yet another example of a saint who lost one or both parents at a young age. In St. Gabriel's case, he lost his mother when he was about 4 years of age. I have found much about this unknown saint. Today is the first that I have heard of him, but I guarantee I will notice him being mentioned at least 3 times this week. But I've noticed, I found a bunch about him published on the web, and I will interface much of what I have found in this brief article on this beautiful saint of God. Saint Gabriel was born the 11th of 13 children to Agnes and Sante Pacenti on March 1st, 1838 at Assisi, Italy. In fact, he was baptized in the same baptismal font as Saint Francis of Assisi. He was born Francesco Pacenti and was baptized on the date of his birth, as was the custom in the 19th century in Italy, and realistically for many centuries before. And hang on, I gotta fix one thing. While his family was considered noble, his father was a bureaucrat and worked for the city of Assisi at the time of St. Gabriel's birth. He would soon be transferred to Montala and then to Spoleto, where he would be appointed as the legal assessor. Within a span of about 2 years, 1841 to 1842, Francisco lost a baby sister named Rosa, a 7-year-old sister named Adele, and his mother in 1842. All of these sad events happened in Spoleto. As a child, Saint Gabriel was known to be a meticulous dresser, but he was also known hang on, I gotta fix another thing. Bureaucrat. B-U-R-E-A-U-C-R-A-T. St. Gabriel was known to be a good student. Oh, he was, as a teen, he was known for his meticulous dressing. He may have suffered from a bit of vanity at this age, and also to be charitable and for his great piety. As a teen, he was known as the dancer and was very involved in the social scene and was known to be a ladies' man. In fact, on the night he left to join the Passionist Order, there remained hopes that he might become engaged to a young lady named Maria Panichetti. Maria was in love with Saint Gabriel. She would subsequently attend both his beatification and his canonization at Vatican City. Saint Gabriel was known to be a good student and was educated in the city's college by the Christian Brothers and then by the Jesuits. In fact, prior to joining the Passionists, Saint Gabriel wanted to be a Jesuit. He was known to be particularly good with Latin, a subject in which he excelled. In 1851, Saint Gabriel became very ill. He promised that he would enter the religious life if he were healed. And, of course, he was healed, but he kind of forgot that promise. So he did not enter religious life at that time. Between 1848 and 1853, St. Gabriel lost three of his siblings. Paul in 1848 due to an unknown cause, Lawrence due to suicide in 1851, and Mary Louisa, who raised him after the death of their mother, due to cholera in 1853. St. Gabriel fell ill again to cholera in 1853. Oh, no, with a throat abscess. I'm sorry. He made the same promise to enter into a religious life if he was cured. While he was cured and applied to join the Jesuits, nothing came of it, and we don't know the reason why. At the end of the cholera epidemic, Spoleto priests and clergy organized a procession with an ancient icon of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Saint Gabriel attended this procession. As the icon of the Blessed Virgin Mary passed, Saint Gabriel heard a clear voice that asked him why he remained in the world despite his promises to God to enter into religious life. At this point, Saint Gabriel wasted no time in speaking to a priest about what he had heard. On the advice of the priest, Saint Gabriel entered the Passionist order. Since the Passionists had no house in or near Spoleto, this decision was likely based on the priest's particular devotion to the Passion of Jesus. Further wasting no time, Saint Gabriel accompanied by his brother Aloysius, a friar of the Dominican order, set out to Montauval, which was the nearest Passionist house. In the meantime, their father, Sante, had contacted relatives between Spoleto and Montauval to help dissuade St. Gabriel from entering the religious life. Aloysius and St. Gabriel stayed with many of them along the way. However, their efforts were of no avail, and St. Gabriel proceeded to the journey to the Passionist house in Montauval. 2 days later, St. Gabriel received the habit of the Passionist and entered the order and received his name, Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. After a year, he made his permanent vows. From this point forward, his life was under the direction of his spiritual director, Father Norbert of Holy Mary, who would also be his biographer. In 1858, St. Gabriel and other seminarians moved to Pietrelcina to begin their priestly studies. However, due to local protests and violence, the group of students moved to the monastery of Isola del San Sasso, about a year later, which was located in the province of Tirano. Saint Gabriel continued his ways as an excellent student. While Latin remained his strong suit, his spiritual journey accelerated at a rapid pace. It was during this time that Saint Gabriel started to display symptoms of tuberculosis. Saint Gabriel would die of tuberculosis on February 27, 1862. As he lay in his deathbed, he asked that all of his writings, save for his letters, be destroyed so that he would not suffer the sin of pride after his death. He died surrounded by the whole of his monastery at Isola del San Sasso, holding an image of the Blessed Virgin Mary. One of his first cures was that of Saint Gemma Galgani. Though Saint Therese was born after the death of Saint Gabriel and his writings were destroyed, he is considered to be a forefather of her little way, because he engaged many of these same ideals. Saint Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows was beatified by Pope Saint Pius X on May 31st, 1908 at Saint Peter's Square. He was canonized by Pope Benedict on May 13th, 1920. He is the patron saint of youth and seminarians. So let's talk about what's going on around the channel. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., Lisa Marie Nicole is going to have a special episode of Rockin' with God, and she will be interviewing Roe Evans, who runs a music channel on Facebook, and I've met Roe a couple of times. She seems like a really nice lady, and I'm looking forward to hear from her. Let's see. On Saturday, Ken has an interview, or Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, Ken has an interview scheduled with Matthew Allen Johnson. As his interview shapes up with Matthew, he will let us know what they will discuss. I've asked William twice what his topics are for Saturday, and he said he doesn't even know what he's having for dinner yet, but he will let us know by tomorrow. And then on Saturday evening, oh, he was joking in his comment about not even knowing what he's having for dinner. Okay, well, I'll pass that on as well, that he's joking about not knowing what he's having for dinner, but he'll let us know tomorrow what the topics are for 11 Saturday or 10 Saturday with Catholicism Rocks, and then noon Saturday with Burnt Toast and Coffee. And then Saturday evening at 7 Eastern, Lisa will be interviewing Nashville recording artist Alan Dean. Hopefully this week, John will know more about when the debate with Aletheia.com will be happening, whether it's going to be March 1st Saturday or March 8th, a week from Saturday. My guess is, if we don't know yet, it's going to be a week from Saturday. And please pray for John. He is under the weather. Please also pray for Luke Haskell. He has had to take a step back from the four persons, but he'll be back soon. And also this week, possibly tomorrow, John is planning to get his show going on the book of Revelations. And so that pretty much does it for my job as promotional director. And I want to invite you all to shop with our friends Tony and Paulette Rock at the rockcompanyshop.com. That's the T-H-E, Rock, R-O-C-K, company, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, shop, S-H-O-P.com. They have all sorts of great Catholic wares. They have olive wood rosaries, olive wood nativity sets. I've got one that I'm eyeing that I'm going to buy between now and October so that I have it here for Thanksgiving. Oh, and Terry will be starting back on Thursday, and he will be having a show on what's going on in St. Patrick's Cathedral and the funerals that were performed there. I forgot about that. But the Rock Company Shop has great Catholic wares, things that you can't find anywhere else, like special olive wood nativity sets, a special olive wood resurrection set, and then olive wood carvings of the Last Supper and also of icons. So that's the rockcompanyshop.com. And when you visit Tony and Paulette, be sure to let them know that your friends at the Four Persons sent you. And of course, they're friends at the Four Persons. And keep in mind, we don't get any advertising dollars or any discounts or any gifts for advertising for Tony and Paulette. They are facing hard times because tourism was down for the better part of 2.5 years due to COVID and was just starting to really come back when the attacks in Israel happened. And so while most of the fighting is in the Gaza Strip, they're still experiencing a reduction in tourism because of the fighting in the Gaza Strip. So their business is down through no fault of their own. I mean, all they've done is open a relatively Catholic shop in the town of Bethlehem, a 2-minute walk from the shepherd's field where the angels appeared to the shepherds and told them, "Behold, we bring you great tidings of good news. For today a Savior is born unto you." So anyway, I want you to have a blessed rest of your Tuesday and a blessed Wednesday until I see you at 3:30 tomorrow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you all. My name is Richard Pettis.